This is Fresh Air. In the new documentary Anselm, filmmaker Wim Wenders offers a portrait of the German artist Anselm Kiefer, who became famous for grappling with the violent side of 20th century German history. The film, shot in 3D, opens in New York tomorrow and expands after that. Our critic at large, John Power, says Anselm takes you inside the work of one of the world's greatest artists.
Every now and then you come across an artist, Aretha Franklin, say, or Marlon Brando, who radiate such raw, undeniable force that they feel as immense as the Amazon. One of them is the painter and sculptor Anselm Kiefer. The first time I saw his work in person, its sheer power all but knocked me back against the far wall. Kiefer's the subject of a new movie by Wim Wenders, a filmmaker who's almost his exact contemporary. They were born a few months apart in the war-ravaged Germany of 1945. Because Wenders is himself a figure of considerable gifts, he's won the top prize at Cannes, Venice, and Berlin, this documentary is not a traditional great artist doc. Shot in an astonishingly vivid 6K 3D, which captures art with dazzling clarity, Anselm offers both a thrilling portrait of the artist at work and, with the aid of terrific archival footage, lets us see what infuses his work with such intensity. The movie begins with a long, gorgeous sequence at La Ribote, Kiefer's studio art installation in the southern French town of Barjac. Wenders' camera moves through, around, and above mysterious white plaster statues of what appear to be brides. Their heads are made of metal or vegetation that are set out among trees and strangely formed buildings. Just as you fear that Wenders may be indulging his sweet tooth for beautiful imagery, the film begins exploring what gives Kiefer's art its wallop. Kiefer was born into a country buried beneath post-World War II rubble, fostering a lifelong awareness of destruction. This explains why his paintings so often include actual burnt vegetation, shards of metal, hunks of earth, fragments of clothing. In fascinating scenes, Wenders shows us how the cocky, black-clad, elegantly grizzled 78-year-old artist creates his trademark effects, be it charring straw with flamethrowers like the hero of a Tarantino movie, or fastidiously pouring molten meadow onto canvases with an elaborate contraption operated by an assistant. Yet if Kiefer was shaped by ruin, even more decisive was his country's willful amnesia. He grew up grasping that Germany and its artists weren't confronting the national past that led to World War II and the mass murder of the Holocaust. Starting in the 1960s, he set about rectifying that failure. From his early photos in which he sardonically shot himself doing the Nazi salute in various European countries, to paintings that deconstruct mythic German heroes, to his staggeringly strong visions of what feel like the interior rooms of the death camps. At once abstract and concrete, his work is all about remembering and re-examining a German tradition filled with pro-Nazi geniuses like Martin Heidegger and heroic witnesses like Paul Celan, whose Holocaust poem, Death Fugue, Kiefer takes as a touchstone. This didn't exactly endear him to his fellow Germans, who were unhappy that he was dredging up the past. Now, Wenders has made many acclaimed fiction features, most famously Paris, Texas, and Wings of Desire. Yet he's also been a generous celebrant of those he admires. He's made documentaries about everyone from the aging Cuban musicians of the Buena Vista Social Club to choreographer Pina Bausch and Pope Francis. His appreciation of Kiefer feels especially personal. Wenders knows that Kiefer's work has tackled head-on subjects that he himself has ignored or only approached at very oblique angles. Focusing on the artist, not the man, the film makes us feel Kiefer's art in all its beauty, bleakness, and moral weight. Wenders doesn't get into stuff like Kiefer's marriages or discuss how, thanks to the craziness of the art market, he's worth more than $100 million and can afford to buy tracts of land to build and display his art. He does occasionally dramatize moments from Kiefer's life, and these recreations are the film's one flaw. Not a calamitous one, but hokey and unnecessary. What has always made Kiefer's art necessary is his sure instinct for what's essential. In what he calls his protest against forgetting of Germany's dark history, he got in early on the themes that people continue to explore in films like the upcoming The Zone of Interest, about a family who live happily outside the barbed wire fences of Auschwitz. If you know Kiefer's work, Vendors will show you his artistry in a way you've never before seen it. And if you don't know it, Anselm will make it clear why you should.
John Powers reviewed the new documentary Anselm by Wim Wenders. It opens in New York tomorrow and other cities after that. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, check out our podcast. We have recent interviews with Liz Cheney and with the director of a documentary about menstruation called Periodical. Find Fresh Air wherever you listen to podcasts. For a look behind the scenes at Fresh Air, subscribe to our weekly newsletter. You'll find bonus material, staff recommendations, and what's coming up on the show. Subscribe at whyy.org/freshair. And to keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shorrock, Sam Brigger, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krinzel, Heidi Simon, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Nyakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.B. Nesper. Teresa Madden directed today's show. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.